Listen and complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You will hear the speaker twice.
Hi, I'm Shelley, and I make unusual ice cream for a living. It wasn't a long-held ambition of mine, although ice cream's always been one of my favourite treats. At school, I loved maths, and my friend suggested I should study technology at university. But I chose to do chemistry, thinking I would teach it, as that's what both my parents did. Then one hot evening, I was out with friends and we stopped to buy an ice cream. And I was disappointed by the range of flavours on offer. That's when it hit me. Why not make and sell my own? I started really small in my parents' kitchen at home, but it didn't take long for word to spread. I sold my ice cream to friends, in the local cinema, and most successfully in the weekly market where all the young ones loved it. After a while, I opened my own shop. We store our ice cream in two huge refrigerators. At the start, we mixed everything by hand, but now we have a special machine to do it. My mum calls it a magic box, though I think it's more like a washing machine when you see it, as it's big and white and very efficient. It's also rather noisy. Unlike many big ice cream manufacturers, our menu is constantly changing. That doesn't worry me, and I'm proud that my product is natural and organic, so no one needs to feel guilty when they eat it. I get all the ingredients locally, so flavours depend on what's available in any particular season. At the moment, it's honey and lavender. I want my customers to have new experiences, so I enjoy experimenting with unusual mixtures. I've heard of companies making flavours such as pumpkin pie, pickled mango, or pear and blue cheese, but because of my philosophy of keeping things local, I can't do that. I can produce flavours like rose, though, and people always enjoy that in the summer. I don't mind if some of my experiments don't work. It's good to try. Hi, I'm Shelley, and I make unusual ice cream for a living. It wasn't a long-held ambition of mine, although ice cream's always been one of my favourite treats. At school, I loved maths, and my friend suggested I should study technology at university. But I chose to do chemistry, thinking I would teach it, as that's what both my parents did. Then one hot evening, I was out with friends and we stopped to buy an ice cream. And I was disappointed by the range of flavours on offer. That's when it hit me. Why not make and sell my own? I started really small in my parents' kitchen at home, but it didn't take long for word to spread. I sold my ice cream to friends, in the local cinema, and most successfully in the weekly market where all the young ones loved it. After a while, I opened my own shop. We store our ice cream in two huge refrigerators. At the start, we mixed everything by hand, but now we have a special machine to do it. My mum calls it a magic box, though I think it's more like a washing machine when you see it, as it's big and white and very efficient. It's also rather noisy. Unlike many big ice cream manufacturers, our menu is constantly changing. That doesn't worry me, and I'm proud that my product is natural and organic, so no one needs to feel guilty when they eat it. I get all the ingredients locally, so flavours depend on what's available in any particular season. At the moment, it's honey and lavender. I want my customers to have new experiences, so I enjoy experimenting with unusual mixtures. I've heard of companies making flavours such as pumpkin pie, pickled mango, or pear and blue cheese, but because of my philosophy of keeping things local, I can't do that. I can produce flavours like rose, though, and people always enjoy that in the summer. I don't mind if some of my experiments don't work. It's good to try.